Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So here we are. We are to this end of the second season.
The end of the second season.
So here we go. It's X and the City.
And you guys, I was late on my way here because of the bus. But Mike answered the door in a very Mr. Big fashion.
It wasn't Mr. Big.
It was more...
It was one of my favorite quotes from this season that we'll get to in the recap.
Yeah. But who was it?
So we'll say it... Well, why don't we say
okay,
it in the recap?
Yeah, but we'll get there.
Mike. I feel like people listening... I'm going to give you this entire episode and part of the recap to think, what might I have said to Elise when she was not on time for this recording? So we'll just leave it at that. You can like tweet it if you know before we get there. So you have 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So this originally aired on October 3rd, 1999. It is written and directed by MPK. I mentioned this in the last one, but this is one of only 4 episodes on IMDb to have a rating of 8 or more. This has 8.1 stars.
It was good. And I have to tell you this. So before I watched this, Mike said I should watch The Way We Were if I haven't seen The Way We Were, because this episode would be like a spoiler for it. So I watched The Way We Were. I am like an old school showgirl. I love Barbara Streisand. But I think because I'm so connected to these characters now, I got more emotional in this episode than I did at The Way We Were. Do not tell my mother. She will disown me.
I will confess that I have still not seen The Way We Were.
But you know how it
I know
ends
how it ends.
Now.
I know certain plot points. I have, you know, for years. But I've never seen it. I'll watch it at some point. Well, yeah. Maybe we'll do a little thing with that, too. That'll be fun. So we have our DVD recap. Can you be friends with an ex? Carrie tries to establish a friendship with Mr. Big. Samantha meets Mr. Too Big. Miranda panics when she sees her old boyfriend, Steve. And Charlotte gets back in the saddle with an old friend. Charlotte's storyline, we're literally going to talk about as much as you feel like talking about it. To me, of the 4 storylines, it's clearly the weakest
link. I was just like, yeah, this is weird. Like, I don't get it. It's horse
I know
stuff.
People that are very into horses. I have a cousin who's, like, very into horses. So, like, I get that, like, that's a thing.
Like, into equestrian shit.
Exactly.
Not into, like,
you
having her mate
pets,
dressed up as horses.
Right.
Okay.
So, we start with it's that life is all about choices.
Some choices, like who you marry, are big, while others are even bigger.
And one of the choices, this is kind of a thing. Like, once upon a time, I used to love to buy flowers.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Deli flowers. Like, that is a New York thing where, like, the different delis have flowers outside that you can buy, and they're nice, and they're not expensive. You can get a dozen roses for $10.
Yeah, but they won't last very long. So once upon a time, I used to buy flowers twice a week. And I would buy the cheap flowers twice a week. And then I got to the point where I was like, well, I also have to pay my electric bill.
Right.
So
yeah, that's
I've now stopped. Now I just buy a candle. And that smells
that
nice.
That was like me and manicures. I went through a phase where I was like, always had perfectly manicured nails.
And so as they are purchasing these flowers, Steve arrives.
Hi, Steve.
There's Steve.
I love you, Steve.
Steve. Go! Go! Come here!
And Miranda doesn't handle the situation very
well.
She just
runs away.
It's really terrible. And one of those things that I suppose in the moment you do, and like once you've begun the doing, there's no going back. Like she literally like sees him, screams, grabs Carrie, runs away.
And she says she's terrible at awkward situations. And I'm not the best at awkward situations, but I'm pretty good at when I see someone that no one wants to see. Like when you're with someone, you're like, oh shit. And I'm always like, no. And I'm the one that breaks the silence and always deals with it.
I'm really bad at it. And I probably have offended people by not acknowledging them. Part of it for me is that I mean, obviously in this situation, this doesn't count. But oftentimes I just assume people won't remember me.
Okay.
I don't know why I have that weird complex where I feel like they're not going to remember who I am. I'm not going to say hi.
Right.
And I've definitely had people then the next time be like, why didn't you say hi to me? And it's not personal. It's that I just assume you don't remember who I am.
Really high self-confidence.
Yeah.
It's like with me and waiting table sometimes where I'm like, I know that person. I should go say hi to them. And then there's the part of me that's like, why don't you wait? Because you might not actually know them. You've been waiting tables for a long time. You might have just waited on them. And then, like, I get their credit card and it's like a celebrity.
Right.
And I'm like, you don't know them.
I have a friend who listens to this podcast who had the moment of walking on the street where she was like, I know this person. I know this person. I need him for their name so I can say hi. I know this person. It's Glenn Close. I don't know this person. So and that's happened to me too, where
yeah.
I've seen someone and been like, I know. And then it's someone that I saw on a TV show once.
Right.
I don't actually know them at all. It happened the other day when I saw Angels in America in 2 parts, and there was an actor who I don't know, but I have friends who are friends with him. And literally five times during the course of the day, I had to go, don't say hi. You don't know this person.
Right.
So there you go. There's the flip side of it. So we cut to four ladies in a sundae.
Yes.
Which does look delicious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't believe that any of those women eat any part of that sundae.
I think they can.
I think that she has a little whipped cream.
Right.
It's probably not even in the close-up scenes. Maybe it is. Who knows? Anyways. And then we get to the whole, like, Miranda saying that she's never been good at being friends with an ex.
No, she wants them to not exist.
I love that. I didn't actually include that in my favorite lines, but I probably should have. Yeah. Where her whole thing
of,
like, I
need you to not exist. And I, once again, I'm super awkward in those situations, and I'm terrible at, like, approaching people and dating and things like that. But when it comes to these situations, and I'm sure it's, like, my people-pleasing and wanting no one to be mad at me, but I want closure, right? So, like, yeah. I'm not gonna not want you to exist. I want, like, everything to be perfectly fine, and we can run into each other at any moment. It'll be great.
Yeah, I have one ex, and he lives in a different country. So I've managed to deal with this situation in the best way possible for me, I think.
What was I going to do? Stand around and chit-chat about the weather? The man has been inside me, for God's sakes. Can I get some more sweet and low?
I just randomly had to write down that she asks for sweet and low.
Yeah, I got that too.
Sweet and low just isn't, I mean, does sweet and low even exist anymore?
Yeah.
Whenever someone asks for sweet and low, I just know that they're above a certain age, mm-hmm. for one thing. And it's just that sweet and low doesn't taste anything like sugar. Like, sweet and low, I don't know if it was the first artificial sweetener.
NutraSweet.
But, like, it's just that thing where it doesn't taste like sugar. It just tastes like fake sweetness. But I get that if that's what you went to instead of sugar, like, that tastes good to you.
Yeah.
It's like my whole thing with Diet Coke. How people that want Diet Coke, even though Coke Zero exists now, and Coke Zero tastes like Coke.
Yeah, I don't like the taste of regular Coke.
So funny, though, that people are, like you are used to Diet Coke, and that's the flavor you like. And it's the same thing with sweet and low, I feel like.
Yeah, I know people that are my age that are very specific. Like, I want iced tea with 14 sweet and low. You're gonna die.
Yeah, and then this to me actually is really a poignant moment of talking about, you know, when you break up with someone, where does the love go?
Right.
And the, you know, Samantha has a comment of, like, it goes to the next girlfriend. And Carrie, I think, very rightfully says, no, like, the love that he has for Natasha is not the love that we had. Like, it's a different thing. I've had that thing before.
The idiot stick figure with no soul.
The idiot figure.
When'd you stop calling her the idiot stick figure with no soul?
About 3 weeks ago when I saw them at Cafe M.
That is pretty good. And it's sort of, yeah, that's what she refers to her as, and when she's not saying Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, asked when she stopped calling her that. And it's just that she mentions having seen them together and that they were happy, and they're happy / we're over. Which I think she's less to terms with than she acts like in this moment. But, you know, that's a sad moment. And I do feel for her. And then we get to the question.
Can you be friends with an ex?
Yeah.
We've already gone over this.
Yeah.
This question. Like,
yeah, probably. So we have Miranda sitting at home, mm-hmm. and there's a knock at the door.
And it's Steve.
And she kind of, like, looks and then, like...
And he's like, I can hear you breathing.
Yeah.
And I like the woman across the hall.
Oh, I didn't even see
her.
So,
yeah, if you notice, like, as they're talking, there's a woman that, like,
oh, yeah, of course. Yes, of course I saw her.
Yeah. That would be me.
And he, you know, he's... You ran. And she, at first, kind of tries to play it off. And then she breaks down, and it's very sad. She gets very emotional, but it all comes from him saying, this isn't
this is me.
Like, this is right. me, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah.
I held your head while you were sleeping.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
And I don't
Why would
100...
you run for me? Like,
right.
I'm not a scary person.
And that is, I don't know if he's singling himself out as, like, I'm the one ex-boyfriend you should be friends with, or just his point is, like, we didn't end badly. Like,
right.
I'm, you know, there's no reason for us to not like
or
care
like,
about
I'm
each other.
Or he's like, I'm harmless.
I'm harmless, yeah. And it's sad. And
she
breaks down and hits Steve.
And he says, you've got a bat in the cave.
Yeah.
And I feel that for her. I have a constant runny nose. And so people are always telling me.
Uh-huh.
You know this. You've told me many a time. Like, right. You've got stuff in your nose.
Go take care of yourself.
Yeah.
She has the line that, to me, is so real.
Whenever something funny happens, I always want to tell you about it.
And that is such a, oh, that makes my heart hurt, because that is so, I've had that in friend situations even, like friends that I don't,
right.
that aren't around anymore, that I have those moments of like, oh, I just want to share this with this person and they're not there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've had it with, like, on, like, a super deep level, I've had it with friends that have passed away.
Yeah, that's like, part of what I mean, too.
Yeah, like, I'll be like, oh, just the other day it happened. I was like, oh, my, oh. And sometimes, like, for me, I'll literally just say it out loud and be like, you can hear me.
Right.
But also it happens with people I've dated where that we are still friends and something will happen. And then I, like, go through this whole overanalyzing thing of, like, oh, are they going to think that I'm, like, just really, like, trying? And
yeah.
So I just don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, that's, it's very real. It's a great scene between the two of mm-hmm. them. Charlotte and Taddy.
Taddy is Charlotte's horse. Charlotte misses horseback riding. Taddy, what happened to Taddy? He bit
Taddy
someone.
Taddy threw her, I
he
think.
He threw like, her when she was riding.
She hurt herself and never rode horses again.
Yeah, so she's not, and like, Charlotte needs to find her equestrian love
again.
It's
an incredibly emotional thing that we've never heard about in two seasons, and that's fine.
But like, Charlotte would be.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense for her character.
Yeah, so like, whatever. We learn about Taddy, and then.
And then we cut to another stallion.
I gotta tell you, you look amazing.
Excuse me, but do I know you?
Samantha walking down the street that red dress.
Mm-hmm. And like she's having eye sex with this man.
Yeah, she casually stops to look in the Prada window to give him time to circle back. Yeah, he's literally referred to as Mr. Cocky.
Mm-hmm. Because he's like...
Yeah, John Enos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's just a cocky guy and they have their little... flirtation
moments,
on the
and,
street
yeah, he
and he gives her yeah gives the card and... this is all gonna go someplace, but this scene isn't terribly interesting. No. We cut to a Laura Ashley dress circa
1988 still hanging in my closet that I decided it was time to give my ex a friendly phone call.
So Carrie calls and of course Natasha picks up,
right? And then she hangs up right away, but then she remembers Big has caller ID, which everyone didn't have.
That's true. And that was the funny thing about that, it was the thing of like watching the episode, you'd be like, oh, no, he has caller ID. And now, of course, everyone has that. That's
yeah,
not
but
even...
my parents didn't have caller ID until, I mean, it was embarrassingly late. They didn't have caller ID or call
waiting.
So
they really would answer the phone and go, hello?
Yeah. Probably till, like, 2000 and I want to say, like, 8. Like, it was 9. It was a really long time.
They just hadn't bought a phone in a while.
No, I mean, my mom...
Because, like, phones now just have caller
like,
ID.
Like, my mom
them.
Is, like, the grand dame of yesteryear. She loves an antique. So, like, our phone in our living room was a rotary 1940s phone. So, no.
People under a certain age have no idea what you're talking about. Google rotary phone.
And
it's going to blow
also,
your mind.
She also knows I only have a cell phone, but when... we're talking and she has to go, she'll be like, are you going to be home? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Right? I could answer this phone anywhere. So I was, Lisey, are you home? Can I call you back? It really doesn't matter.
So she calls back and Big picks up and he has the thing of like, did you just call?
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of tries to explain it away really horribly. Carrie, not great at making up on the spot, to the point where Mr. Big does says, you sound a little nuts.
Yeah.
Which I like that he just kind of goes there.
And I thought it was strange the way that he was talking to her. Like, if I was Natasha, I would have been a little, like, hang up.
We're gonna get there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't feel like I probably cared at all about her feelings the first time that I watched this series, but I have moments with her in this episode where, yeah, I definitely have little pangs for her. So they decide to go out to lunch. They go to, this is a real restaurant, 11 Madison Park.
Right.
It's just east of Madison Square mm-hmm. Park.
They have they have like an old school reservation book.
They do. Yeah, it's quite fancy.
Are you hungry? Because I'm hungry. I got up at 6, worked out, hardly had any breakfast. They have a great Cobb salad here.
Big is nervous,
but before that, I want you to get one of these when I say that hostess. Any bells?
No.
It's LaShawn's.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I did know that.
Okay,
I knew that. I knew that.
Right.
I knew that because I wrote that down.
Yeah, LaShawn's.
Yeah, I know LaShawn's.
All right. Tony Award winner LaShawn's.
Right.
Just performed on the Tonys a couple nights ago. So, yeah, Big is nervous, which is sort of a revelation to Carrie, where she goes, oh, he's He's nervous too. It's not just me.
Right. He loves the Cobb salad.
He mentions that Cobb. Neither one of them get a Cobb salad.
Carrie might.
She might. Was there shrimp on it though? Maybe.
I don't know. I couldn't tell. But I was like, he loves the Cobb salad, but doesn't order it.
Yeah. He has this little funny little trip as he's walking up the stairs, which is just, I guess, to show that he's nervous. But it also sets up to me a really funny moment later
on.
They
both order iced teas.
She gets an iced tea. He gets a mineral water.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. Is mineral water like just a bottle of water?
Yeah.
Okay. Mineral water is such a weird term to me. They kind of have eye contact in a moment of, are we really just going to be sober? And no. So she gets a Cosmo, he gets a Scotch. I try to get rid of my server instinct to be like,
how do you want that?
Yeah, exactly. Fine. It's just a blanket Cosmo and Scotch. I'm assuming it's their second round of drinks coming along.
Yeah.
With her very red Cosmo.
An hour later, I had solved the unsolvable friendship equation. It seems the answer is this. Cosmopolitans plus Scotch equals friendship with an X.
And then we get to okay.
Tell me about the girl.
And he gets about half a sentence into talking about.
She's like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it.
No can do. Let's wait.
Let's make an agreement that we won't talk about our significant others until it's serious.
Right. Until it's significant. Until it's serious. And then you have that moment where you see the look on his face and you know something's going to happen.
And she says, Carrie, it is serious. We're engaged.
Boom.
I had a moment.
And really?
Yeah.
I'm sure that I did the first time. I'm sure that I did the gay gasp. And you just look at if you want 10 seconds of terrific face acting, just look at SJP in that moment as it washes over her and you just see her take in this. He's engaged. And that's it.
How can you be engaged? You have a problem with commitment, remember?
And watch everyone around her,
watch
too.
I wrote down, that's a lot of extras.
You told me you never wanted to get married again, ever.
Well, things change.
Meaning what? You just didn't want to marry me.
Like, a lot of people around, and as you see them, as she starts to kind of get louder, and she stands up.
You string me along for 2 years, and then you marry some 25-year-old girl after only 5 months?
It's just a bad exit.
And I was wondering if they were going to notice, because in some scenes, huge things will be happening, and no one notices. No one does anything, or, everyone still eats their salads. But in this moment, all the extras were looking because she makes a scene.
Don't end it like this.
No, you're the one that ended it like this. I was trying to be friendly. So, you know what? This seems like a much better way to end things. So go. Be engaged. Get married to Nijinsky or whatever her name is. Have a nice life. Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
She makes quite a scene. It's great. I mean, I actually love it. I love her in this scene.
And she falls down the stairs.
These stairs are very dangerous. Very dangerous. I love that moment.
These steps are very dangerous.
And I guess, once again, it was just a world before Facebook or certainly Twitter. So you have all those extras. And in my mind, I thought, wow, they really kept that secret well. But, who are they going to tell? Send a letter to somebody. Guess what happened on the Sex and the City episode?
Right.
It's a great scene. It's a great scene because it does what Sex and the City, I think, does so well, which is it has these serious moments that are punctuated with a joke.
Right.
So it's serious, and then the stairs happen. Anyway, it's
or
just
my
good.
Life, as I like to
right?
say.
Right. Exactly.
Then we get to the barn.
Horses.
Well, here's the thing about the barn. A few issues about it.
Okay.
Carrie is smoking in the barn.
Carrie's smoking in the barn. She also, I feel like sometimes with Carrie's outfits,
she has heels on. Very inappropriate stable footwear.
I feel like sometimes they're there's a horse involved. Okay, free association. Horses, cowboys, leather. Give her a red leather top.
And then here was one of my favorite lines of this show.
Okay.
Is there it so Carrie and goes with Charlotte because Charlotte's going to get back on the horse.
Right. Literally back. Yeah.
And Carrie goes, but she's obviously not in a good mood because of what she just found out. So the horse neighs as she's talking to Charlotte and she goes, what the fuck is his problem? I love it.
That is really good.
I love when people get genuinely mad at animals or babies.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, it's a good, it's a pretty funny scene, actually. But also, she has her thing of I broke him in and now Natasha gets to ride him.
I did. I broke him in and now the idiot stick figure with no soul gets to ride him.
Yeah.
Yeah, gross. Well, not gross, whatever. But it's a weird thing.
And then Charlotte can't.
Charlotte can't ride the horse. And also a woman at the stable is no smoking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we have a second instant. We have an exact mirror image of Carrie being pulled away by a friend and Carrie apologizing for the friend.
Right.
And we didn't really talk about that poor flower guy. Like, did they steal the flowers or did they throw the flowers?
I don't think
they bought them. Yeah. Anyways, so once again, Carrie's apologizing for her friend's awkward behavior. So apparently the date went very well.
Right.
Though they make a point of like, she makes a point of like, I don't always do this. And I'm like,
yeah, you always
kind of do.
And also from Mr. Cocky when he was talking to her to now, I wasn't expecting him to be that like ripped under his shirt.
Yeah, his body. Good. Well done, sir.
Good. Well done, sir.
Good. Well done, sir.
Like, is speechless.
Yeah.
And then he admit, he's like, listen, I got to tell you something.
I'm very well endowed.
Ding, 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 jackpot.
No. I'm serious. It's huge.
And we find out what makes him so cocky. Ha, ha, ha.
Mr. Too Big.
Mr. Too Big. So he's giant.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. I mean, I don't know. I figured, like, Samantha could handle anything.
A little bit, too. I was a little, I kind of thought, come on, Samantha, you've been training for this your whole life.
Yeah. Since the pool parties.
Yeah. Oh. 13. Scary.
So uncomfortable, yeah. Samantha. Always got to make it weird.
So we find out that she was unable to take him as we have our walk. We have our one-take walk. I love the one-take walks. They make me really happy for some reason.
Yeah, Goldie Cox.
Goldie Cox. They have their one-take walk by Madison Park. But once again, right above the Flatiron.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just the conversation.
You broke up with James because he was too small. This guy's too big. Who are you, Goldie Cox?
Yep. I'm looking for one that's just right.
And we get to Steve and Miranda.
I guess Steve liked that new bedding.
Yeah, so he wants his shirt back.
Yeah, because
I think it's funny. I think even like the little flip of the shirt of like the stay back 200 feet is funny.
Right.
It's a funny, flirty moment. We found out that Miranda paid. Mm-hmm. So apparently when they're not dating, it's okay for Miranda to pay for dinner. And then we have the kisses.
Do friends kiss here?
No.
No. Do friends kiss here?
Then that bedding gets used.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of like, what are we?
So we had good reasons for breaking up, right?
Yeah.
So what now? Are we still just friends?
Yeah. Friends who have sex.
We'll see how that goes. Stay tuned for season 3.
Steve.
And then in a bed across town.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go?
Yeah.
You mean we're not there yet?
No.
Okay, stop.
And she asks if they can just be friends. They're not going to just be friends. We're never going to see that character again. But
I just feel like Samantha, it's just not like her. I feel like she would have just done it.
She would have figured it out. Or like, there are other things you can do.
Right.
So he sort of ends with like a, and then we cut to
the next day in Central Park. Charlotte was making a new friend as well.
Feeding it carrots. Yeah, and talking about her tatty.
Then feels comfortable and goes for a ride. I think they're in Central Park.
Can you do, is there
horse? Yeah, I don't know if the stables are still there or not, but there definitely used to be stables in Central Park. And you could like rent a horse. And there was a horse riding trail around the outer circle of the park. But I don't think it exists anymore.
I mean, I've never seen it, but.
But I do believe that it happened, that existed back in the day. So then Big calls Carrie.
It's me. Are you there?
I don't love scenes that aren't focused on the four main girls.
Okay.
So I don't love a scene that begins with Big picking up a phone. And I guess the reasoning behind that was that we don't know whether or not Carrie is there listening. I don't think the scene would have been any less powerful if we'd started on Carrie and heard the machine pick up and heard Big start talking. It's just a personal thing of mine.
Oh, see, I liked it. I thought it was like a really, it was like the first compassionate, real like moment that I got from Big where he calls her.
Well, I'm calling to say I feel bad about last week.
So like all she wanted was like honesty and communication and he's finally doing that, but they're actually not in the relationship.
And then Carrie does pick up and they have a little conversation.
Like I was saying, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry too. I shouldn't have reacted like that. It was just such a shock. I guess it was a shock I needed to hear to move on or something.
And she says that she's happy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you mean that? And she basically is like, no, but I hope I mean that. I hope I mean it one day. And I hope one day we can all go out for a drink like couples in the movies
do.
I don't know if that's a thing that couples in movies do, but I get what she means, and I think it's very sweet, and I think it's not terribly realistic, but I like the idea of it.
Well, I'm going to spoil a little bit of The Way We Were for you.
Okay.
Well, we'll get to it when we get to the part about The Way We Were.
Okay, cool.
But that actually has a reference to The Way We Were.
All right. I like that. So that is when, so then she gets an invitation and she opens it and it's, we just see a we're engaged. And I do like her sort of physical comedy of like pushing the invitation away with her foot.
Yeah.
I can't believe my ex-boyfriend is 6 blocks away at the plaza right now having an engagement brunch.
I can't believe he had the nerve to invite you.
She has merits on the table. And it was an invitation to Big's engagement party, which is now currently happening...
At the plaza.
And, you know, she has the whole why her thing. If you haven't seen 300 Days of Summer, it's a great movie. And there is a why not me moment in it.
I think I have seen it, but isn't it called 500 Days of Summer?
Oh, it is. I mean, it's shorter than it is. 500 Days of Summer.
Okay, because I was like, I've seen 500 Days of Summer.
Anyways, there's a moment in that is beautiful and heartbreaking that... is along these lines too. And I think it's a thing that when we are not chosen, we always want to know the answer to. But is there ever going to be a satisfying answer?
Right. Well, I think we want to know. We want it to be something that isn't hurtful, but also is something that we can't control. So like something like, I just wanted a natural brunette. I don't know. I mean, I really don't.
I just don't think there's any good answer. I don't think there's any kind of, oh, that's why you didn't want to go out. Okay, and I feel better about
it. Right. So then she says, you know, Hubble. And
The Way We Were.
And she's like, what, are you an alien?
How could you not have seen The Way We Were?
Chick film.
And then we talk about the Simple Girls versus the Katy Girls.
Yeah, the Simple Girls versus the Katy Girls. And, you know, I am a Katy girl. Carrie is a Katy girl. And it's like the Katy girl is the girl who is just going to, like, fight for what she wants.
You know, I'm gonna put out there, I don't know that there's such a thing as the simple girl. I think that people, we see others as simple girls. But I think you would look at a Charlotte and say Charlotte is the simple girl.
Right.
And I think that that's maybe underplaying her personality. And at the same time that I say this, I'm sure there are moments in my life when I think...
Well, I think maybe the biggest difference between the simple girl and the Katy girl, if they're relating it to The Way We Were, is that Katy, no matter what happens in her relationship, she still kind of is passionate about, in her case, politics.
Right.
And I feel like there's some women who at some point are like, you know what, I'm just going to put all that away and I'm going to have kids and I'm going to get married and I'm going to go along for the ride. And I think the Katy girl never goes along for the ride.
Right. Yeah. And I do get that. Carrie has one where she like yells out, where are our drinks? And I just wrote down, calm down, girl.
Yeah.
Like you just ordered them a second ago. They'll be there soon.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't ever put anything about being rude to a server into a show and I'm not going to be annoyed by it.
Right.
That's all. Then they start singing.
Misty watercolored memories.
Which is a little bit much, but it's okay. I will say that Sam goes from like being super embarrassed being around these girls to like suddenly being really into it.
Yeah, and then I miss James.
No, it's a lot.
So then here's...
Yeah, so Carrie goes to the plaza.
So she goes to the plaza, which... So in this episode, they also give you a full rundown of The Way We Were. So I'm not going to spoil anything for you. However, if you are planning on watching The Way We Were, which you should, because maybe Mike and I will do a bonus episode about it, stop listening right here for like 35 seconds. But so the way we were ends is in the exact same spot. They're at the plaza. Katy, aka Barbara Streisand, is there, and from across the way she sees Hubble with his new girl. At this moment, Carrie is there, and she sees Natasha and Big getting into the car, which is obviously why they picked the plaza to have this, because that's what it was in The Way We Were. And back to the meet for the drink, like they do in the movies, in The Way We Were, Katy says to Hubble, you know, maybe we can all get together for drinks sometime. And he says to her, which is the one moment that kind of broke my heart there. He goes, Katy, you know we're never going to meet for drinks. And it's like, ugh. And, you know, they kind of have this moment where Big and Carrie have kind of a similar moment. And Carrie says to him, like, your girl is lovely, Hubble. And he says, and I love this moment. He says, I don't get it. And she said, you never did.
Yeah, there's some, and, you know, there are a lot of little moments in this. I mean, I, you know, when he says the party's over.
I'll say it is.
And then she, and her asking the question of why wasn't it me? And his answer, once again, like, there isn't a satisfactory answer.
Right.
It sort of boils down to, like, things between us were so complicated and things with her are simple. And it's just that thing, maybe this is going too far and too deep, but it just brings about that idea of something new is always going to be more simple. I feel like it's why people cheat sometimes. I feel like it's because relationships are complicated and something new is simple. That simple something will eventually become complicated too. Like, that's just how life goes. So, and then I have the moment where I look at Natasha looking at them from the car. And I think to myself, what is she thinking right now?
Right, and what's he going to explain to her later?
Yeah, I don't, it makes me sad. And when she has her, you know, you never did, and turns away, and you see him in the background kind of roll his eyes and go, and I feel like it validates him. I feel mm-hmm. like it gives him that moment of like, see, that's what I'm yeah. talking about. You're a crazy complicated person. But it's great. And it is her kind of saying, you know, maybe I didn't break him. Maybe the problem was he couldn't break me.
Right. Which is, I think, exactly what it is. And I like the way this ended season two, because she's having her moment of acceptance, and her moment of acceptance is accepting herself.
Right.
And accepting Big and Natasha together, but really being okay with being her and realizing she couldn't be her and be with him.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. As of the airing of this episode, this is my favorite episode of the show.
Yeah, I would agree.
And we also end with good slow-mo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the first time we've ever had good slow-mo, but I just noticed it when I was watching. I was like, ugh. Good slow-mo. Like, it looks great, and she looks great, and she does that sort of walk off into the distance. It's great. It's a very, very satisfying ending to the second season.
Yeah. And I don't remember, does she have straight hair or no?
She has curly hair in this episode.
Okay, because in The Way We Were, one of the big things is that Katie starts off with curly hair, and then as when she gets older, he's like, your hair looks different. She's like, I iron it.
Oh.
So I didn't know if, like...
Yeah, she went through her straight hair phase in the middle of this season, and then we kind of came back to curly, probably for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good.
It's good.
It's a wonderful wrap-up for season two. Speaking of which, now we're going to wrap up season two. Anything else you want to say about this episode before we do that?
No, I really enjoyed it, and I did get emotional, and I didn't like that. Like, I was home alone, but there was a couple times when I was like, and I hate that happens, but, you know, I feel
you're in now.
I am. I'm emotionally invested to these characters.
Yeah.
Not so much Taddy.
Taddy.
Or David and David. Yeah. But everyone else, I'm really like, you know, and everyone keeps saying to me, like, are you a Miranda? Are you a Miranda? And I do love Steve, but I feel the most connected to Carrie. And I don't know if it's because she narrates it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I definitely have always felt most emotionally connected to Carrie as well. But I do have great love for Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's season two.
That's season two.
We will have our recap out right away. Listen to it right now.
And also, should we... No, we'll tell you all in the recap, so you have to listen to the recap. So never mind.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. You can visit us at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at Mikey Jensen. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out TheaterPodcastProductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. The season two wrap-up is in your feed right now.
I have to tell you this.
And then we cut to another stallion.
Mr.
Samantha
Big?
Sees a stallion.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, no. So then we, invitation.
Oh, and she also has merits on the table.
We're not there yet.
Oh, sorry.